Hey, good afternoon. It's 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. This is our 690th episode. It is a Sunday here, and it's a take it easy day. Though I do have some stuff I have to do, but I'm going to do that today. But I want to propose a new event in Scrum and Agile called Take It Easy Day. It's a new event that I want to propose that I think we should all do. Anyway, I'm thinking Take It Easy Day. Once every two sprints, once a month, once a sprint. Once a month's good, though. But I'm proposing that to everyone, and I'm going to talk about why and how would it be formed. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical and tactical way so you can bring more value to your customer. Not work crazy hours to get that value to the customer. Come up with some new ideas. Expand the mind. And get home to family and friends so you can have some fun. I was watching some videos from the other day going to some baseball games. It just made me think about it and watching some pictures from us hiking in the woods. So I want to talk about that. Anyway, so 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. So what about Take It Easy Day? What is that about? So I'm reflecting on how teams progress and people think it's important to have an agenda and have everything laid out sometimes. And like you do this. And then, so I could see someone do, oh, we're going to have a fun day, but I'm going to program your fun. Right. And I could see people in the office doing that, which is okay. They might say, okay, at 2 o'clock, I want to know what your idea is. Or I've seen it where they do innovation weeks, innovation days, where they say, this, and then at the end of the day, present what you're doing. The next day, we're going to vote on it and make it all rigid and all agile accountant-like, right? So while I was looking at pictures, videos from when we were walking through the woods and looking around, I'm like, sometimes it's just good for teams to have a take-it-easy day. Maybe they play videos. Maybe they all agree they want to do something together as a group. Maybe they agree they want to do something individual. But let them choose. You want to teach people about trust. You want to teach people about self-organization. Don't plan anything for them. Don't do anything for them. It's a take it easy day. They all want to work together as a team and come up with some stuff, work on some activities and work. Fix some things they always wanted to do, talk about some stuff, envision the future. Sometimes it's just like visioning the future where you can give them ideas. They all think, you know, do whatever you want. Some thoughts, you can envision what you think this job should be, think how we should work as a team. If you want to play video games all day, play video games all day. If you want to look at what your future plans are, or maybe even do a visionary day, right, where everyone draws what they think the team should do, what the activity is, expand it. You know, video games are fun. It's good if you can play together as a group. Maybe you spend, hey, let's play a game together as a group for a couple hours and just enjoy that time. And then maybe you do, okay, got some stretching out the brain and everything. And then maybe later on, hi, Betty, what's up? You do like a vision. How do you envision the team? Or maybe you do dog faces. Anyway, maybe you do a pet show. That'd be fun. Everybody show off their pets. We got pets. Do we have pets? Do we have pets, Betty? Good girl. Maybe do a pet show. A virtual pet show. How about that? An easy day, a virtual pet show. Maybe that's something you do as a group. Or a virtual kids show. Show off your kids. And sometimes they don't want to do that. But by doing a take it easy day and letting them come up with whatever they want to do and don't pre-orchestrate it and don't say, we need a help brief on a PowerPoint slide by 2 o'clock today and you need to brief out what you do. They want to brief it out, let them brief it out or bring it up to the next thing, right? Maybe they want to make it a PBI item that they come up with. But let them expand their minds and give them that trust to say, I ain't telling you what to do. Do whatever you want for that day. Have the whole team. So I'm proposing this Take It Easy Day as a new event for Scrum. And maybe it's every other, maybe it's every other sprint. Probably not every sprint. People would like freak out. But why not? Let them expand their minds. They're smart people. Sometimes when you take let the gas off and just enjoy what you're doing, you get more invigorated, get more empowered, more juiced up to go do more things, to explore, and it frees your mind. Just take it off, pull off the pedal. No more stories, no more points, no more tracking, no more velocity. Let it go for one day every two sprints and call it a take it easy day. It'll be interesting to experiment because their brains are like, you're telling us we can do whatever you want for a whole day? Yeah, whatever you want. Nope, nothing holding you back. You can do work stuff. You can do visionary. You can do a virtual pet day, whatever you want to do. You can do vision stuff. You can just read a book, whatever. But the whole team gets the day off. But they do it, expand their mind, relax, play a game together, whatever it would be. But just proposing that as today because it is a Sunday. It's a relaxing day. I know some people on the other side of the world are probably going back to work soon, but it's one of those things. So I want to offer that to you. Let me know what you think. Let me say if you're actually going to propose it, because I'd love to see if anybody proposes it. I might propose it just for the hell of it and see what they say. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the bell once, twice. Make sure you get notification when we go live. So with that, I say, have a great day. Have a take it easy day. If you do one for yourself maybe. Just relax. Look at the stars. Look at the – pet your dog. Pet your cat. Feed your fish. Whatever you got. Hamster. We were going to do babysitting, get eating big, whatever. But either way. And again, thank you all for the podcast listening and shares. And we couldn't do it without you. And hopefully we help some people out. With that, take care. Enjoy your day. Happy scrumming, and see you tomorrow. Bye.